So we celebrate today one of only three birthdays that Mother Church recognizes in the canon of saints, the calendar of saints. One, of course, being Jesus and John the Baptist, and then today our Blessed Mother. Pope Benedict XVI said that for most of us, our lives are filled with ambiguity. This is why the saints are normally celebrated, honored on the day that they die. Because from that moment on, there is no ambiguity. But because of our normal earthly course of events, our course of earthly life, we don't celebrate the birthday. But there is no ambiguity with our Blessed Mother. As we celebrated 9 months ago, her Immaculate Conception, with that singular grace from the first moment of her conception, free from original sin and any stain of any sin, including concupiscence. So we are right to celebrate this day with great joy. We celebrate birthdays in recognition of the great gift of life, a life that is the most precious gift, this life that is a sign to us of God's covenant, of God's promise. And today, as we celebrate our Blessed Mother, at the end of that first reading, says that, "And they shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace." And in the opening prayer, we prayed also recognizing that Our Lady brings peace for those who recognize her Son. So for the majority of the world, today is just a normal day. But for those of us who are disciples of Jesus Christ, this is a day of great rejoicing because our Blessed Mother is that dawn announcing the rising of the sun. And what Christ brings to our life is peace. That things are in their proper order, as they should be. That's what peace means. And so as we investigate the life of Jesus, as we enter more deeply into that profound mystery of the life of Jesus, we can see how the ripple effects from that event of the incarnation all point to the great peace that Christ brings. And so the life, the role, the gift of his Blessed Mother is a significant part of that peace that Christ brings. And so this is why we honor Our Lady as Queen of Peace. And this day is just one of those pieces of that puzzle of peace, that things are being put in their proper order. And so we celebrate her today, knowing the great gift of her yes is what brings us not just to natural life, but to supernatural life. And so we ask her to intercede for us, she who was conceived without sin, that by her grace, by her intercession, we from this moment will be preserved from any further sin, so that our lives will be marked by that proper order, or our lives will be marked by peace.